When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mayor of the small town of Little Genepool, I would like to ask Miss Fantastica Zink to come on up here and join us on the town hall steps. Miss Zink.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Fantastica Zink, if it hadn't been for you, these standard rowdy bikers would have continued to ride up and down our main street, cackling and occasionally throwing a bottle.
Well, it is true. I've saved you from a pretty terrible fate there.
God bless you, Fantastic
Zink. Oh, thank you, nice old lady in the hat. It was all in a day's work.
Miss Zink, can you show us your good side?
Ah, they're all good. This way.
Could you show us another good one? A different good one.
Miss Zink, in your honor, we have voted to change the name of our town and rename it after you.
Oh, I'm just doing my job, Mayor. No, I'll be on my way.
Please, let me finish, Miss Zink. To thank you, we would also like to offer you the freedom of the town. A statue of you in our town square.
Could be worse.
And an unnecessarily huge and delicious pile of treasure.
Gosh! Fuck! Not that any thanks is necessary.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, okay, you heard the lady. No thanks necessary. Take the treasure back to the secret treasure cave just behind the town hall under the sign saying Secret Treasure Cave. Oh, and stop building the statue. That's going to save a lot of stone, I'm telling you.
What I actually meant was...
Oh, and we'll change the name of the town back to what it was before. To be honest, I'm relieved, Miss Zink. I mean, who wants to be mayor of a town called Woman with a huge, great, big, fat bottom? Oh, well, thank you anyway, Miss Zink. Come on, folks, let's go home. Excuse me, miss. Are you Fantastica Zink?
Apparently, I'm the lady with the huge, big, fat bottom. Who are you?
I'm Patrick O'Shamrock, and I am a secret agent of a certain country that I can't name for security purposes.
Is it Ireland?
No.
Really? Look, if you're going to pick a secret code name, don't pick something so obvious. Patrick O'Shamrock is the most ridiculous name I have ever heard. It must be the stupidest code name. You call that a code name?
No,
Patrick
not really.
O'Shamrock. Is it your real name?
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
Look, I've come a long way to find you. My country needs you.
Ireland?
No.
Well, anyway, sunshine, I'm afraid you've got the wrong devastatingly attractive, fascinating, swashbuckling adventurer with a thin bottom, if anybody's asking.
But aren't you Fantastica Zink, the spirit of help? I heard that if someone's in trouble and they ask you for help, you can't refuse.
Oh, farty crock.
Oh, please, will you help us?
All right. Oh, knickers.
So, you'll come with me to my country that I can't name?
Ireland.
Might not be. Oh, my giddy aunt. This is a real space rocket. We're in a space rocket.
Yes, Patrick, we are in a space rocket. And not just any space rocket. This is the Chocolate Eclipse, my friend. The fastest rocket in the East Universe. Where to? Ireland?
No. Well, we could go to Ireland if you wanted to, you know. I mean, I've never been there before, so, you know, it'd be nice to go in a little...
Oh, you've never been there before. Pillock.
Well, here we are. This is the Irish Museum of Irishness, here in Ireland.
So you are from Ireland?
No. Anyway, what do you think?
Well, no offence, but it's a bit rubbish as museums go. None of this stuff looks very old.
Oh, this is the cafe.
Apart from that old relic, that looks ancient.
That's Mrs. Donnelly. All right, look, will you have something to eat? Try this sandwich, for example.
Oh, there is something ancient in here.
Nice cup of tea, maybe.
A
It tastes like leopard's wee.
Look at the lovely view, though. I mean, look at the lovely green countryside of this country that I've never been to before and I don't know anything about.
It's not that nice.
Exactly. That's why I asked you here, Fantasticus Inc. This country has gone a bit rubbish. Nothing tastes very nice anymore. Nobody's very friendly anymore. And everything just looks a bit, well, drab, you know. It's all, well, rubbish.
A case of SRS.
SRS?
No. Sudden rubbishness syndrome. And the cause of that is usually magical.
Magical?
Yeah. I need to speak to the Chief Druid.
Chief Druid?
Yeah, he's the main man for all things magical in Ireland.
Main man for all things
magical?
Yeah,
he lives in the sacred oak grove of Nemed. He's a friend of mine. I know what you're thinking, Patrick. You're thinking, how do I do it? It's a case of four little words. Fantastic.
Actually, I was going to ask you how you knew what leopard's wee tasted like, but never mind.
This is it, if I remember rightly. Are you all right?
Oh, please, Miss Sink. I'm a secret agent. Do you think I can't handle spooky, terrifying woods at night? Ah, booty creature!
Ah, here we are. Now, give me a leg up to that mistletoe.
Right,
sorry. My bum's a bit near your face.
Oh,
won't be a sec. Oh, hello. Oh, sorry about that. Oh, that sandwich. Really was ancient.
My eyes are on fire. My brain's melting.
Here, have some mistletoe. Now, what you do is make it into a big loop like this and plonk it on that oak tree.
Here we are. Now what?
Now, you step through the loop like this.
Who dares enter the sacred cave of the Chief Druid? Speak, strangers, or face your doom.
It's me, Fantasticus Inc.
Oh, hi, how's things?
Scratchy, how about you?
Oh, mustn't grumble. Been really busy with the run-up to Crimbo and all. Oh, yep. Yeah, not so bad. Still driving me mad. Anyway, you have come to ask me why Ireland has suddenly gone a bit rubbish. Why the grass is no longer green, why the songs are out of tune, and why the biscuits are ever so slightly soggy.
How did you know that?
I am the Chief Druid. I see all. Yes. The magic has gone out of Ireland. Yes, I do know. Like I said before, remember, I see all. Yes, I know. Pretty cool, isn't it? The answer you seek is that the cauldron of the Dagda has been stolen.
What is the cauldron of the Dagda?
It's one of the four treasures of the Tour de Dunham.
Yes, it is that which gives Ireland its magic.
It's a magical cauldron. It's said that no one can come away from it unsatisfied.
It was stolen last month, and no one knows who did it.
I thought you saw all.
Yes, all right, Smarty Pants, not quite all.
I brought you some tea leaves. Can you read them and tell us who nicked the cauldron?
Silence, while I read the tea. Delicious with biscuits.
Not the packet, you pillock.
Oh, right, yes, sorry, no, just a bit. Now I see something. The thieves arrived from the west in a mist and took the cauldron to Murias.
Murias, the mythical city beneath the waves.
Yes, but Murias is just a myth. It's not on any map.
Maybe not on any of your maps. Let's see. Ireland. Here's the secret grove of the Druids.
Murias!
Yes. You see, Murias is a city beneath the waves, but Earth is not the only planet with oceans. Jupiter's sixth moon, Europa, also has oceans. Someone came here from Europa and stole the cauldron. We're going to get it back. To the chocolate eclipse!
There is one last thing I would say to you, Fantastica Zinc.
Yeah?
Leaving biscuits out of the tin for too long can also make them soggy. It's not all necessarily due to people stealing magic cauldrons, is all I was trying to, you know. Anyway, never mind.
70's computer, how far is it from here to Europa?
Computing.
Wow, your computer sounds a little old-fashioned.
Yeah, I got it from a charity shop. Does the job.
Course plotted. Distance to Jupiter moon Europa, 500 million miles.
70's computer, set course for patio doors.
Patio doors?
We need to go into hyperspace, and the only way to do that is to go through a black hole. But we can't just go through the front way, because we'll get all... So, we can't go through the front doors, as it were. So we're going to go in through the patio doors.
The patio doors?
You know you keep repeating what I'm saying.
Keep repeating what I say.
Stand by for patio doors.
Stand by for patio doors.
Already?
Yeah, and all those lines there are where the ice has cracked and frozen over again.
It's completely icebound.
Wow. So where's the ocean?
Under the ice.
Wow.
Attention, alert. Planet Europa lies within the Goldilocks zone.
Oh, brah!
Wait, I know what this one is. It's a place that's not too far from the sun and not too near to the sun for a planet to have life on it. Not too hot, not too cold. It's just right, hence the Goldilocks zone. After Goldilocks in the story, who wouldn't eat the porridge if it was... Ah, what's that?
Goldilocks!
Have you got porridge? Give us your porridge! I want porridge!
70's computer, get us out of here fast!
Computing.
Don't compute, get... us out of here!
Not computing, getting us out.
You don't have to say everything, just do it!
Stopping saying everything.
It's not working, we're gonna crash!
Vanishing a bit. Crashing.
Oh, you alright?
Oh, yes, I think so. Oh.
70's computer, oh... Reports.
Making a whirly sound.
Wow.
Behold, frozen majesty of Europa. Patrick, I've got good news and bad news for you. The bad news is that we have to walk to Mirius across the icy wastes.
What's the good news?
We get to wear fuzzy boots. 70's computer, we'll need specialised expedition attire. Deploy dressing up box.
Do you have any boots that are a little less purple?
70's computer, we'll need some transport for snow.
Engaging robo huskies.
Squeaky yelpy noise, woof. Squeaky yelpy noise, woof.
I think my compass is broken.
Oh, it's because of the ocean under the ice. I'm pretty sure this is the big ridge called Drizzle Cum Linear. It's that way, in the ball of string territory. Let's go, Robo Huskies!
Squeaky yelpy noise, woof. Squeaky yelpy noise, woof.
Hello? You wait here, Patrick. I'll go and see what he wants. Hello? Sorry, I couldn't hear what you were saying. We're from Earth!
Oh, welcome, welcome! I was just saying, don't go into the ball of string territory!
Why not?
Well, to state the obvious, it looks rather like a ball of string, you see!
Hence the name, I imagine! What's so scary about it looking like a ball of string?
Well, The problem with balls of string, you see, is that I tend to attract kittens.
Oh, sweet!
Escape from the giant snow pussycat?
Yes.
Or will she freeze on the barren wastes of Europa?
No.
Will she find the mythical cauldron of the dagger and return it to its rightful home?
Yes.
Will we ever find out where the secret agent known only as Patrick O'Shamrock comes from? Find out in the next exciting adventure of Fantastica Zinc Voyage to Europa!
Fantastica would like to thank Georgia and Poppy Atkin Nash.
Thank you.
Debbie Bandara.
Thank you.
Ava and Reuben Cassidy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ben, Elma and Mimi.
Amazeballs.
Adam and William Henderson.
You're the man. The child.
Alicia Juliet and Oco Bryn Hayes.
Amazeballs.
Daniel and Nicholas Kershaw Moore.
Fantastic.
Dan and Chloe Manley.
Brillo.
Tom Marshall.
Sweet.
Martha and Granny Morris.
Cash back.
Annabelle and Izzy Moulton.
Cash back.
Barnaby and Jemima Nolan.
Take me home and call me Gertrude.
Joel Smith.
Much obliged.
Epic Eric Squires.
Thanks.
Adam Stone.
Thank you.
Sophie Williams.
You the child.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.